Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:08. It is Monday morning. I thought the roads were going to be a little slick. They weren't for me coming in from Windsor, but they are in some areas. We do have some school delays because of the roads. It's a little wet out there. And was it slick coming in for you, Gavin?
No, I'm out in Hebron, and it wasn't too bad. It was a little rainy this morning, but it wasn't slick, luckily.
All right. Well, find out if your school is delayed. You can head over to the Big Y World Class Market Storm Center at kiss957.com. Keyword closings. It's time to go around the room and talk about the peaks of our weekend.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll start. I think we all know what Gavin's peak was, but I'm going to start. Well, my peak should be my girlfriend's birthday party I went to on Saturday, but the real peak for me, and I'm sorry to say, was getting up very early before going to that party and going to the grand opening of Ulta in Enfield.
Ooh.
Oh, what the hell is what's that?
Makeup store.
Wait, how do you know?
Oh, come on. I'm in tune.
It's a makeup store. It's a makeup store.
Valentine's Day is around the corner, buddy.
Doors open at 10 a.m.
Okay.
First 100 people get a surprise gift card. So I get there very early, like 9:30. There's already a line. It looks like 100 people. I get in line anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm number 92.
No way!
Yay! Yeah!
What'd you get?
Awesome. $5.
Hey, $5 is...
Hey, that
I
helps.
Don't know.
Then I spent $75 on makeup. So whatever. But that was why I was just excited. I made it. I made it under the gun. Number 92. Got in there.
Nice job.
Got my shopping done. Yeah. So I don't know why that was my highlight, but I just felt like, whew, I'm a winner
today. Exclusive.
Winner, winner.
Yeah.
That's my highlight. Gavin, what was your highlight?
Oh, well, it was a very busy weekend in our family. We had, Kelly and I, had our baby shower this weekend.
Yes.
Which was really nice. It was a beautiful place out in Rocky Hill, which our mothers threw it for us. So, and I didn't really know if I should have been going to this or not, but
not
you know,
usually. No. Usually you would come at just at the end to pick up the presents,
yeah,
right?
Say
usually.
Hi to
okay,
everyone,
so I was kind of in the area, so I stopped by to say hello. I was in the area.
No guy ever wants to be in the area.
Well, I was working an event in Hartford, and then I had to go to Rocky Hill, so I was like, do I go back to Hebron? Anyway,
right,
so
right.
I went and said hello, then I stayed around, had some dinner.
Okay.
And I was just overwhelmed with the amount of generosity that everyone gave. Does this baby really need, 15 burp cloths? And we got so many diapers and we got the car seats and everything. It was overwhelming, but it was amazing just to see how many people came out and cared about our little one. So
Aww. It
was really nice. It was a nice time.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good. Usually baby showers aren't that fun, or at least the guys don't say it was a great time.
Yeah, no.
So I'm glad that you thought it was a good time.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like
one
that.
One guy with like 60 women, it wasn't that bad.
All right,
it was good.
They're all relatives.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I just felt really cool. I felt like
60 women.
I walked in and I felt like a rock star. It was like, oh, there he is. It was
all
nice.
Right. I love it.
It was cool.
All right, let's go to a Walmart, Jeff. What was the peak of your weekend, Walmart?
The peak of my weekend would be hitting up Monster Jam on Saturday afternoon with my son, Cash.
Okay, nice.
I didn't tell him that we were going to Monster Jam. I just told him we had some stuff to do. We had to go to Hartford. We had to go to my work and do some stuff. We started out at McDonald's, and then when we got to the XL Center here in Hartford, I said, hey, buddy, guess what? And he was like, what? I go, we're going to Monster Jam. And the look on his face was priceless.
Oh, that's so cool.
I don't know if you guys ever been to Monster Jam.
Yeah, long time ago.
I went last year.
Loud. It's very loud.
Really loud.
Yeah.
Worst place to be if you're hungover, by the way.
And then it's hard. Well... You shouldn't be taking your son hungover anywhere, should you?
Why? I'm hungover. I'm not drunk.
But then you can't really even talk to the people next to you or your son or your children because it's so loud.
And I just want to say, if you've never been to Monster Jam, it looked like Tallinn County threw up on the XL Center. A lot of camo, a lot of people chewing tobacco.
Ooh, I like that. Those are my peeps.
A lot of people drinking 24-ounce Budweiser cans.
Oh, this sounds like perfect place for you.
Those are my people.
Yeah.
I felt at home with them.
All right. Well, do you have some photos to prove that you were actually there? Yeah, you do.
No,
well, come up with one. No?
No, I just have a picture of my son and I in the kitchen.
So you know what? He probably didn't even go to Monster Jam.
I did.
All right. Well, listen, if you would like to see the peaks of our weekends and add yours as well, head over to the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:25. Coming up this morning, we've got your tickets to see Justin Bieber at Gillette Stadium. I will tell you when you can win those. But first, there are some school delays out there. Some of the roads are slick in certain areas. You can get those. It's our Big Y World Class Market Storm Center at kiss957.com. Keyword closings. Time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and this brings me such joy because this just shows, you know, women have come a long way in the last few years between, like, driving and voting.
You're so,
and,
like, 1930s.
Being able to go to the grocery store. Yeah, all that stuff. I love women. And this is actually pretty cool. A new survey out there, a new study actually says 17% of single women are actually owning their own homes now.
That is the largest growing population that's buying homes right now, I think, is single women. Did I read that somewhere? I think that's the largest growing.
Study goes on to say it is the largest growing demographic buying homes right now.
Nice.
Compared to 9% of men, single men.
I agree. Single men are still at home in their parents' bedroom, in their own bedrooms at their parents' house.
They are. Women actually value home ownership over getting married and having kids.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. So if you're a lady out there and you're owning your own home, congratulations.
That's
my
awesome.
Wife actually owned her own home before we got married. So that's pretty cool.
Me too. And back then when I bought my own home, you should have seen the real estate agents look at me cross-eyed like, where's your man? Do you have a man with you? Where are your children? I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. But now it's getting better.
It is. And that when Courtney was buying a house, that was the most stressful time of my life.
Because Walmart had to go with me every time I went because I was scared.
Yes.
Whatever. I still bought it on my own even though you went with me.
Yeah.
All right, 6:27. Hey, on the way, we've got your tickets to see Justin Bieber at Gillette Stadium. Be listening to win at 8:10. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is time for Hollywood, brought to you by Bic Flex Hybrid Razor. The Oscars were last night and the stars were out. Billie Eilish, there was no host again this year. But let me tell you, there was plenty of celebrities up there doing monologues where it felt like there was a host every 2 seconds. Billie Eilish, she sang during the tribute segment to stars that we've lost this year, and it started out with Kobe Bryant and his daughter.
Yesterday.
Oh, listen to her voice.
Oh, my trouble seems so far.
There was a video behind her showing all the celebrities we've lost.
It looks as though they're here to stay.
Listen to her voice.
Oh, really impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff.
18.
I can hear how sarcastic you are.
I'm sorry.
Everybody, lots of fans are upset this morning. They left out Luke Perry.
Oh, yeah.
We lost Luke.
Wait a minute. They left out Luke Perry, but they put in Chewbacca?
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. I don't understand. Maybe it was just an oversight. Maybe. I don't know. But Luke Perry's fans are upset this morning. Hey, best actor went to Joaquin Phoenix for The Joker. He got real emotional accepting his award and talking about his late brother.
I've been a scoundrel in my life. I've been selfish. I've been cruel at times. Hard to work with. And ungrateful, but so many of you in this room have given me a second chance. When he was 17, my brother wrote this lyric. He said, "Run to the rescue with love, and peace will follow."
Oh, and he started to cry. Oh, wow. It was so sad. Renee Zellweger, best actress. Parasite won for best movie, and the surprise of the night: Eminem showed up and performed. What?
Crazy.
Do you think he was lip syncing or not? Because that sounded almost too perfect to me.
That part he definitely was, but there are other parts during the performance where you could tell he was actually singing.
And I'm loving it because he's got that, he doesn't like to leave his house. Is it called agoraphobia? It's something, some sort of phobia where he doesn't like to leave his house. And that's why we don't see a lot of Eminem.
Yeah. And he crushed it too.
He did.
It
was
awesome.
All right. There you go. You can see all of the Oscar stuff on our blog. Demi Lovato set to hit the talk show circuit. She is hosting something called Pillow Talk. It's a series that will stream on Quibi, which is a brand new service focused on shows lasting 10 minutes or less.
All right, that's my type of show.
I feel like it's like shows, you know, 10 minutes or less.
Quick.
Demi says she wants to create a public forum where people can have the opportunity to relate to the topics and guests in a quick fashion. There you go. For more Hollywood and everything about the Oscars last night, head over to kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss957.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:49. Don't forget, psychic medium Angelina Diana joining us this morning. You can ask her a question and she'll answer it on the air. Submit your questions to our psychic medium right now. Head over to kiss957.com/Courtney. It is time for good news. Every weekday morning at this time, we bring you good news. And if you've got good news, we would love to hear it. So maybe something happened over the weekend. Did you get engaged? That could be good news. Maybe you had a baby shower over the weekend. That's good news.
Oh, yes.
Call us. Uh-huh. Yes, yes, it is. 860-247-9570. I've got good news if you're single this Valentine's Day.
All right.
Apparently, it's one of the busiest days for online dating apps.
Ooh.
35% more dates are arranged on Valentine's Day and the night of Valentine's Day than any other day. Tinder says activity on their app is at an all-time high between now and Friday the 14th.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. A lot of single people sitting home, they're scrolling through social media.
You find a date for Valentine's.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So that's kind of good news if you're on Tinder, if you're single. Now, things are amping up right now as we speak. That is my good news. Gavin, what's your good news?
So check out this good news. Several officers from around Connecticut plan to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, which is the tallest mountain in Africa, in the name of charity.
Yeah.
So 12 officers from 6 different Connecticut police departments are going to be doing this for Special Olympics Connecticut.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. So far, they have raised $147,000 to climb this mountain, and their goal of $150,000 is trying to get that by the end of next week.
They must be in training. I think you have to do training. You have to be in shape for that.
It's over 19,000 feet tall.
Like, you can't breathe when you get up there.
Yeah, it's like not, that's not just like a little hike, you know? That's going for a mountain climb, so.
Definitely can't be a drinker or a smoker.
No. Good luck to these 12 officers who are going to be doing this, and they're leaving today.
Wow,
so,
yes,
good luck. That's awesome.
Good luck. Stay safe. All right, Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
Hey, this is good news. So this guy down in Australia actually got a ticket for riding a horse and using his cell phone. He got the cell phone ticket because he wasn't hands-free.
But where was he riding the horse?
Like on the road.
Okay, yeah. Well, he was traffic. You know, that's his mode of transportation.
Exactly. He was walking on the side of the road, and he was using his cell phone. Right. The cops pulled him over for distracted driving, and he got a $300 ticket.
Hey, listen, I see that. That horse could spook, and you're not paying attention because you've got one hand on the reins when you should have two.
Absolutely.
Share your good news with us, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss in the morning. The weather, rain on and off today. Temperatures in the 40s. There are some school delays. Some of the roads were slick out there. You can get the delays with the Big Y World Class Market Storm Center at kiss957.com. Keyword closings. It is time for Walmart Jeff's relationship tips.
Yeah, and when it comes to fame, sometimes you got to take the good and the bad. Like yesterday, you know, a lot of people will come up to me when I'm out in public.
And you was at, where are you, Monster Jam?
I was at Monster Jam on Saturday, but okay, you know, when I'm just trying to do my own thing, you know, it's, you know, people come up to me and they say, oh, thank you for the relationship tips, and they want me to help them.
And what would be doing your own thing? Like,
I was at hockey last night, and I'm trying to play hockey, and people are skating by me asking for relationship tips. Very challenging to focus. Okay. Valentine's Day is coming up. It's Friday, guys. It's this Friday.
Ooh, okay, we know that Gavin celebrates. Like, he's already prepared, I'm sure.
We have the Valentine guy that shows up.
Oh,
we'll talk about that later, I'm
sure. I'd probably say it's you, but...
So I have the top Valentine's Day gifts they're sure to love.
Okay.
Now, these are all... I tested all these gifts. Now, at first, their reaction when they open the present may not be the best, but they don't know what you're about to get them they'll actually really need.
Like the time you gave your wife a digital scale?
Yeah.
And she threw it at you? All right, give us
rough.
The list.
Okay, cool. Here are some things they're sure to love. As seen on TV products, the Golden Girls Cheetah Pet, Flex Seal.
I like the Flex Seal.
The Ove Glove.
I have both the Flex Seal and Ove Glove. I will say the Flex Seal is so strong I couldn't even peel it apart to use it because it was so stuck to itself.
Really?
Yes, it was horrible. Oh, wow. The Ove Glove. I use all the time.
Nice. Some other Valentine's Day gifts are sure to love. A donation in their name.
Yes.
Oh, Of course.
Animal shelter. Yeah. If you're going to do it for an animal shelter for me.
Guys, you can just make up any cause. Like, seriously, I've done it so many times.
Make it up?
Oh, yeah, I make it up. I just tell my wife I did it.
Okay.
Oh, that's rude.
That's why.
Well, I mean, it's rough when Valentine's Day is on the 14th and you don't get paid until the 15th. Some Valentine's Day gifts they're sure to love. Yeah. Free weights. Guys, even if your girl looks like she's in good shape, buy her some weights. You know,
that's not going to go over well.
These aren't that bad. I'm sorry. Oh. I need some new free weights. I would take them. Well, Gavin gave me exercise bands 1 year. Yeah. Well, for Valentine's Day.
Well, it's because we like to work out here in the studio, but I don't think your wife is going to like free weights.
Well, it's not about what she likes, Gavin. Stop. It's about what I like.
Oh, okay.
Some other top Valentine's Day gifts are sure to love. The new Swiffer Sweepin' Vac. That's a good one if you like to clean.
I like that, too. These aren't bad, Walmart.
No, they're not.
That's in your house, maybe, but I like these.
Yeah, these are all gifts every woman will love. And finally, the last one is a 38-piece BPA-free Tupperware set. You can never be too safe these days.
Tupperware.
I prefer Pyrex glass.
Yeah.
But as long as it's BPA-free, I'd take it.
All right, cool. So there you go, ladies. Good luck.
These are actually not bad tips. Thank you, Walmart. Jeff and his 7-Eleven. You know what's great as a gift for Valentine's Day? Two tickets to see Justin Bieber at Gillette Stadium. Your chance to win those tickets coming up at 8:10. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:24. We're going to see some rain today. Temperatures in the 40s. I think that's why some schools are delayed in certain areas because the roads were slick. You can get the delays. It's the Big Y World Class Market Storm Center at kiss957.com. Keyword closings. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and speaking of like roads and stuff like that, I have a list of the best states to drive in. Okay. This is all based on road conditions. Average gas prices.
Put New Hampshire at the top of the list.
Oh, really?
I would think so. I think they're somewhere on there. They have to be. They have to be. The roads are perfect. Gas is cheap.
New Hampshire is not in the top 10.
Wow, okay.
There are some other things, too, that are factored into it. I have bad news for Connecticut. Yeah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'll give you, I'll give you the top three best states to drive.
Okay,
all right.
Iowa, number one. Tennessee, number two. And North Carolina, number three.
I've been to North Carolina and Tennessee, and I will say yes to both of those places. Beautiful roads.
And then when it comes to the worst states to drive in, Connecticut is number 10 on the list for the worst states. So we're we're way at the bottom. It all has to do with gas prices and potholes. But if you ask me, gas prices, I mean, in East Hampton anyways, at the old food bag, it's like $2.39 for gas, which is great if you ask me.
I love it.
I don't know how much you're
paying. That's not bad, but I think it's overall should be a little bit cheaper than that.
Yeah, it should be a little cheaper, definitely.
Anything under $2 is always good.
Yeah, I like that. So, in the worst state to drive in, Hawaii.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, gas is $10 a gallon now in Hawaii?
It's expensive, definitely.
Speaking of money, we're hooking you up. We're paying your bills. We're still doing it. We do it 16 times a day. Your next chance at winning $1,000 on the way at 8 o'clock.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.